It's time for our regular checkup with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
We must start on the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, as there has been a lot of talk in the news over the last couple of weeks. Elizabeth, what are your thoughts about the AstraZeneca vaccine?
Well, as a pharmacist, Toby, I look to the agencies that decide on whether a medicine, in this case a vaccine, is safe or not. I'm talking about the MHRA, now that's the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, and its European equivalent, for up-to-date official information on both the efficacy, whether a product works, and more importantly, as we know from recent reports, its safety profile. Now, the MHRA has performed a rigorous scientific review of the data, and it stated that the evidence that the vaccine causes, first of all, venous thromboembolism, a type of clot, that's not there. However, there have been reports of a specific type of blood clot, and that's in the cerebral veins. That occurs together with lowered platelets after the first dose of a vaccine.
Elizabeth, what sort of numbers are we talking about? And it seems to be that it's affecting younger people?
Yeah, the numbers currently, and of course that could change, Toby, as you know, it's about 4 per million. Now, these clots called CVSTs, they occur naturally at a rate of, say, 5 to 16 per million annually. And yes, although the clots have been reported in all ages and genders, there does seem to be a higher incidence in younger adult age groups. That's why the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, that's the JCVI, it's advising that it's preferable for those under 30 to be offered another vaccination.
What should people do if they've already had the AstraZeneca jab and they're waiting for their second one? And what about people if they're in that age group, such as carers or health workers?
The advice is, Toby, if you've not had any side effects with your first vaccine, then please go ahead and get your second.
Do you feel that that has affected people's confidence in the vaccine rollout?
Yes, I have had a few inquiries, Toby, asking about whether they should get a second vaccine. And again, I look to the advice of the regulatory and advisory bodies that clearly state, yes, they are looking into whether these side effects are due to the particular vaccine or some other biological mechanism. But yes, please get your vaccine if you're offered it. I mean, you only have to look at the beneficial effect on numbers of hospital admissions and deaths because of the extensive vaccination programme across the UK.
Finally, Elizabeth, can we touch on how the lockdown has impacted on people's mental health over the last year?
We know from research, Toby, that loneliness, for example, can not only affect mental health, but also physical health. Researchers, they looked at the association between frailty and family functionality on health-related quality of life. They wanted to find the physical component as well as the mental component parts in relation to family support. Interestingly, positive social interactions regarding family showed an increased quality of life, and social support helps older people become more resilient. Of course, with lockdown easing, some people may be worried now about going out and mixing with other people. I mean, your listeners will be from all over the UK, Toby, and my message is ask for help if you find yourself perhaps worried because of the current circumstances. Now, if you're not someone with a computer or can work one, get a family member or friend to look up what help is available in your area. Your doctor or pharmacist may have information on the sort of help you require, but please don't be afraid to ask. I mean, where I am, obviously, in East Renfrewshire in Scotland, there's a befriending project. There's an email and phone number where you can get in touch with the organisation, and they in turn will give you a call to have a chat. I'm sure there must be similar organisations where you live. So I think the message is please ask.
As always, some very useful information and advice. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for some advice, where can they find you?
Well, I have a Facebook page called The Pharmacist, but also www.newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.